Hello and welcome to Mercy Echoes, the official podcast of Mercy International Association, or MIA. My name is Brenda Drum and I am MIA's Head of Communications. We are an organisation of the leaders of Mercy congregations, institutes and federations throughout the world, founded to serve the Sisters of Mercy, their associates and partners in ministry. We have our base in Bagot Street in Dublin, in the original House of Mercy, opened by Catherine Macaulay in 1827. If you'd like to get in touch with us about our podcast, please email brendadrum@mercyinternational.ie. On this episode of Mercy Echoes, I am joined by Sally Bradley, the Executive Director, and Andrew Lowry, Head of Programmes with Mercy Works. Mercy Works was established in the year 2000 as the development arm of the Sisters of Mercy in Australia and Papua New Guinea. They work in partnership with vulnerable communities and local organisations domestically and in the Asia Pacific region to build capacity, dignity and self-reliance. They celebrated their 25th anniversary in October 2025 and we thought it was about time we had a chat with them as a way of marking this milestone. I was delighted to speak to Sally and Andrew earlier this month down the line to the other side of the world, and I began by asking them to introduce themselves.
Thank you, Brenda. So I'm Sally Bradley. I'm a Sister of Mercy and I'm into my 8th year as the Executive Director of Mercy Works, which is the community development arm and relief organisation in Australia, owned by the Sisters of Mercy of Australia and Papua New Guinea.
Hi there, Brenda. Andrew Lowry. I've been at Mercy Works for about 20 months. I work as the head of programs, and I've worked in a number of different places, originally from Belfast.
I can hear that, yes. lovely to have you both. I should really begin by saying happy anniversary, or happy 25th, as Mercy Works is celebrating its 25th anniversary. Sally, can you take me back to the very beginning of the story of Mercy Works?
Sure, Brenda. So we began as an organisation in the year 2000. We became an umbrella organisation for community development projects, both in Australia and in Papua New Guinea at that stage. So the Sisters of Mercy 25 years ago, who were our leaders at the time, had a lot of foresight in setting up this organisation. Our focus in Australia for Sisters of Mercy for many, many years has always been working with Indigenous communities, our Aboriginal people, and also with those who come to our country as refugees or seeking asylum. In more recent years, our focus has also been particularly overseas in the Asia Pacific region now, and we work in three countries. In Papua New Guinea, we have some large projects in Papua New Guinea, also in the Philippines, and in Timor-Leste.
Thanks, Sally. Andrew, as head of programs, you have a wonderful bird's eye view of all that is happening in the Mercy Works world. And maybe before I ask you to unpack some of the programs that you deliver, I know that you have a very specific way of going about the setting up and the delivery of your programs. Will you talk to me a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure, Brent. So we operate programs both in Australia, as Sally said, for the refugee asylum seeker community and for Aboriginal folk. And then in the Pacific, in three countries, PNG, Timor-Leste and the Philippines. And I guess our ethos is really to try and target women and children and help them as much as we can. We're also keen to get to the more rural and remote areas and go to some of the places that other not-for-profits perhaps struggle to get to. And as you said, partnership is a large part of what we do. So we partner with local faith groups and congregations and dioceses to work with local people to deliver development. So the focus is on development, not on aid. And we're trying to give people a hand up rather than a handout.
It's that very much a boots on the ground in the middle of it all, rather than just sending and trying to help from a distance.
Yeah, I think we invest quite heavily personally in the project. So I'm just back from PNG 2 weeks ago, and we visit each of the countries probably at least annually. So it is important to get out there to where the work's being done and to make sure we get the measure of what we're actually delivering. So yes, I'd say so.
Sally, Mercy Works is very much that mercy in action piece. And I know from getting to know you a little bit and getting to know Mercy Works a little bit, I can see a link and a thread that goes all the way back to Catherine Macaulay in Dublin back in 1827. Is that something that you strive to keep to the fore in the vision and the mission of Mercy Works?
Yes, very much, Brenda. I always believe that if Catherine Macaulay was with us in person today, she's with us in spirit, but if she was with us in person today, she would work at Mercy Works. I say that, and our previous executive director, Sister Alison MacKinnon, used to say that regularly, and our board chair, Joseph Barr, often quotes that. I think it would be an organisation that she would be very comfortable being part of. Because we're very much on the ground, as you say, boots on the ground, with marginalised and poor communities. And that fits Catherine's spirit so well. Our 25th anniversary event last October, celebrating still this year, was a wonderful experience. It was a very joyful occasion. But at that event, at one stage, Bridget Glanville, who was our MC for the evening, a past Mercy student and journalist, said to Sister Teresia Boyack, who was one of the PNG visitors or from Papua New Guinea, a Sister of Mercy, said to her, jokingly, they said, "If you want to get it done, ask a Mercy nun." And everybody laughed. And I would add, ask a Mercy person, because so much, and always since the time of Catherine, but particularly these days, we work so closely with our lay colleagues, people of mercy, and we are all people that like to see action and like to see things done. I was joking with the staff the other day. In my early years, and that's a long time ago as a Sister of Mercy, I used to get very frustrated because I used to go to lots of meetings where we would discuss working with the poor, and my heart was always very moved. But in those very early days, I didn't work closely with the poor. I worked with much more middle class people who had more options and choices in their lives. But I know now at Mercy Works, I feel very genuine as a Sister of Mercy because we work so closely. As Andrew said, we build very close relationships with all our partners and we value that. And we do work closely with the poor. Mercy as a concept is very relational. It's very important that we have those good relationships. And that fits also so well with good community development, because if the relationships are working, we can do amazing things together. And that's important at all levels of the organisation, from our board, our relationships with, we have an excellent board and very supportive board chair, across our committees, finance committee, program committee, and of course amongst our staff, and then with our partners. So that's what I believe Mercy is all about.
And is that formation piece, because some of what you've spoken about there is that mercy formation piece, not just for the sisters, but for mercy people. Is that an important aspect of how you bring new people onto your board, for example, in that whole area of governance? So there is always that link back to the why of Catherine opening the first House of Mercy in 1827.
Yes, Brenda, that's very true. Our formation piece is very important. With our board and our committees, we always begin with a mercy reflection. We always take time to reflect on mercy, aspects of Catherine's life or aspects of what's happening in the world, and share that together and then see how that impacts on our work and how we can continue the spirit of mercy. And keep it relevant for today. That's very important. And I find that our board and committees and our staff are very open to that, because it makes sense in life and it gives us a chance to be more focused on our purpose and on our mission.
That's very true, yeah. Andrew, can you talk to me a little bit about how the Mercy Works programs are received? How and you know, how do you track engagement and what sort of on the ground response do you hear from the communities that you work with?
Yeah, so in the industry, there's a term called MEL, which is monitoring, evaluation, and learning. That's something we're pretty serious about. In fact, we're asking for reporting from our partners 4 times a year, and detailed reporting at that. So we are very conscious that we operate from the kindness of other people's donations, and we're very adamant that that is put to good use. So the reporting is part of that process, and also, of course, visiting the sites and making sure that we actually see with our own eyes what we are delivering for our donors' donations. Most recently, we installed a lot of water tanks in PNG, where there's a lot of typhoid people, particularly in rural areas, lack clean water. And we were just inundated with photographs and messages, and indeed letters of thanks from the local primary schools and health centers where we did those installations, which is 28 of them. So yeah, we get feedback through those kind of three methods. One is through the formal reporting process. The second would be frequent visits, and thirdly, ad hoc feedback that kind of reassures us we're on the right track.
And has there been any sort of comment made that has really stayed with you? I know you're not you haven't been with the organization for years or decades, but in your in recent times, have you had any comment or reaction that has really maybe on a gloomy Monday morning has made you feel, yeah, that's it. That's the why.
I wouldn't say comment, but experience. I mean, I was recently in PNG, and there we've been running microfinance schemes with the local people, mostly local ladies, who set up groups of up to about 30 people. They all inject a small amount of cash into the program, and then can take loans, and therefore they're able to invest in their own futures and in livelihood generating activities like running small shops, for example. And really, I sat in on one of those meetings about 3 Sundays ago. I was just blown away by these ladies who were handling thousands and thousands of dollars equivalent to generate a better life for themselves, when maybe only 2 or 3 years ago they'd never seen that much cash before, because they didn't have a culture of saving. So I think that was a very heartwarming experience to see these women all being such a success through their own efforts, but partly through something that MercyWorks started.
Andrew, how can people support MercyWorks? I mean, let's put it out there. I mean, how can they get involved, or how can they give, what's the best way that they can support the work that you're doing?
I think, first of all, reassure yourself that you like what we do. So, check out our website. You'll find there a link to our annual magazine, the Bilim. And I have a look at the projects we're conducting both in Australia and overseas. And if you think that you like what we're up to, then please donate.
Fair enough. Sally, can I come back to the anniversary celebrations? You touched on an element of it there earlier, but how have you been marking the anniversary? And it's not just a, I would imagine it's not just a one-off event. It's something that you're going to get, I hope, a lot of mileage out of, because it is a significant celebration, a significant anniversary.
Yes, thanks, Brenda. Last October, we had our one event, which has had, I think, a great ripple effect. It was a lot of work. As everybody knows, when you plan an event, it takes a lot of work. Probably took about 5 months preparation with our staff and a fundraising working group working very hard to arrange it. It went so well, but those things don't go well without a lot of hard work behind the scenes, both from our staff and from our committees and volunteers. It was a wonderful experience. You can watch it. It's still available on our website or on YouTube. It doesn't go for very much longer than an hour, as a video. And there was a very joyful spirit there. It just took on a life of its own, in a sense. Old and new friends connected from all walks of life. We had some of our partners there. We had a beautiful water blessing. In Australia, the Aboriginal people always do a welcome to country if it's their own country, or an acknowledgement of country if it's not their own particular land. And so we had one of our partners come, it's a women's organisation that we've been supporting for a number of years in Sydney, and some of those women came and led a very beautiful water blessing at the beginning, and it was very moving. And then they stayed, of course, and enjoyed the evening with us, those Aboriginal women. We had three women from overseas, one Sister Tracia Boyack from Papua New Guinea, Diane Balatiro from the Philippines, and Sister Gilbert Pathros from Timor-Leste, came and spent a week with us. And the staff very much appreciated them being around in the office. And I dragged them along to, it was a very hot week actually in Sydney, and I dragged them along to some schools, and they gave wonderful talks to the students in our local schools here in Sydney, several of them who were really delighted to have overseas speakers. And let me tell you, the primary students as well as the secondary students asked great questions, and it was very uplifting. And I think the women themselves really enjoyed that too. And it was just a very joyful event. Now, that has had a ripple effect across the organisation, and hopefully it's lifted our profile in terms of people in the Mercy world and beyond, knowing who we are. And we're very close to the ground. Some organisations have lots of levels. I know the staff often remark that we're actually quite close to the ground, and that's very attractive often to people to know that we can genuinely report, as Andrew does and our other staff, on what's happening in our projects.
You're also celebrating in Australia this year 180 years since the arrival of the first Sister of Mercy or Sisters of Mercy. I presume that's something that's come into the Mercy Works radar as well.
Yes, it's beginning to. It certainly happened here in January in Perth with the arrival of Ursula Frayne, and many of us were able to watch that initial celebration. I know over in Perth, which is a long way from Sydney because we're a big country, that they're having wonderful celebrations across the Mercy organisations, including our Mercy schools, that are very faithful to the Mercy spirit. And because Ursula, as many of those early women were, as we all know, were really courageous women. And from Perth, Ursula came across, of course, after a few years to the east, to Melbourne. So it's another opportunity, and I think that's so needed in our world today to celebrate, as Andrew mentioned, the gifts of women to the community, working alongside good men, but the gifts of women, yeah.
Well said, Sally. Yes. Catherine used to say hurrah for foundations, and this year and next year it's hurrah for significant anniversaries all across the Mercy world. There's been all sorts. Now the final question is one for both of you. I'm going to go to you first, Andrew. What is your favorite Catherine Macaulay quote, if you have one, and why?
Yeah, so there's a lot of good quotes from her. The one I would identify would be the poor need help today, not next week. And the reason I like that is because I think we try and emulate that sort of ethos here in Mercy Works in Australia and Papua New Guinea. We're trying to be practical. We're trying to have a sense of urgency about delivering development and assistance. So that would be my quote.
Yeah, one of my favorites as well. Thanks, Andrew. What about you, Sally?
I like that one also, but since Andrew stole it from me, I'll give another one. Catherine had so many wise words. I often say to people, if you want a good quote for something in a newsletter, just look it up online and you'll find one that suits the occasion. But for me, since I've been at Mercy Works, I'll read it because it's a long one, but I think people would know it. There has been a most providential guidance, which the want of prudence, vigilance or judgment has not impeded. And it is here that we can most clearly see the designs of God. I think that providential guidance, and I often ask when we're giving presentations for fundraising, does anyone know what that means? And sometimes people do, sometimes they don't. But that a sense of God giving to us what we need at the time, particularly when we're working with people on the edge, it does come. So just for example, we recently had another emergency relief appeal. As Andrew said, we usually do hand up, not hand out, but we can do relief appeals for special reasons. And we did another one to the Philippines recently, in the light of two very serious typhoons last year. And we took a risk because I asked the board, they were asking Andrew put forward an application for nearly 50,000 Australian dollars. That's a lot for us. And we said, yes, we will find that money and we will give that money. And then we put out an appeal and we just trust that the money will come. And usually it does.
People are amazing, I find, especially when it's a an appeal like that. Like they'll do their planned giving, but when you make an appeal, like I've often been astounded at the response to different appeals that I have seen through various roles. When people are just people manage to find the means to be even more generous, it's wonderful, it really is. Sally, what does the next 25 years look like for Mercy Works, do you think? Looking into your crystal ball. Maybe an unfair question, but before I let you go.
Maybe 25 is a bit too far, but the next
Okay, the
number.
next 5 to 10.
Okay, we're looking to strengthen all the time and grow our projects. Do you want to add to that, Andrew?
It's hard to add much more than what you've said. I think we're in a constant process of evolving what we do, critiquing it, and trying to improve it. We do have ambitions to do more and to provide more development. And we're building the foundations to do that, to m making sure that where we're operating, we've got, solid people to partner with, and we're making sure that the sort of projects we're doing are impactful.
And will Andrew, will you give the website address just for our listeners to go pop on and have a look? And if there's any other call to action that you want to make, or whether it's to give you a follow on social media, if you want to share any of those links, speak now.
Yeah, sure. So I'll just make sure I get this right.
That's okay.
www.mercyworks.org.au.
Thank you so much. And all the links to the various newsletters and news items and stories and social media can be found on there as well. It's been wonderful to chat from one side of the world to the other, to both of you, and to hear all of the good work that's happening in the name of Mercy, Mercy People, and that link and that stitch all the way back to Catherine McAuley here in Dublin. So thank you both so much for joining us, and happy 25th anniversary.
Thank you.
That was Sally Bradley and Andrew Lowry of Mercy Works. And if I was to take one thing from that interview, it would be the idea of having a regard for dignity and giving a hand up rather than a handout. Simple, but so important. Apologies too for some of the audio quality. We were in three different geographical locations, and sometimes the technology works 100%, and sometimes there are little outages, which I hope did not take away from the chat and the incredible story of Mercy Works. So that's it for episode 11 of Mercy Echoes. I hope that you enjoyed our chat. We will be back with you soon with more voices from the Mercy world. And do give us a follow on Spotify, our podcasting platform. In fact, why not hit subscribe so as the next episode will land into your smartphone? You can find out more on our website, mercyworld.org. Just click the little podcast icon on the top of the homepage. In the meantime, if you want to get in touch to suggest a theme or a guest from the Mercy world that we could invite onto the podcast, please drop me an email, brendadrum@mercyinternational.ie. Until next time, it's goodbye from me.